It is Friday, March 8th, 2013, and this is Ozarks at Large. I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
And I'm Christina Thomas. Ozarks at Large is underwritten in part by the Walton Family Charitable Support Foundation.
Ahead on this edition of Ozarks, we have a preview of the new Norman Rockwell exhibition that's opening at Crystal Bridges Museum of American Art in Bentonville this weekend. Plus, we spend some time with Tableside Theater, a new theater company that brings live performance to your dinner table. And we have our weekly conversation with Michael Tilley from the City Wire. Becca Martin Brown from Northwest Arkansas Newspapers tells us what's up in entertainment this weekend and more.
But first, as Republicans warm to the idea of some kind of expansion of health care in Arkansas, there was a display of bipartisanship at the Capitol. During a rally yesterday in support of an expansion, Republican Senator Jonathan Dismang joined Democratic Governor Mike Beebe. Dismang says members of his party are keeping an open mind and are working to reach an agreement.
The only thing that I'm willing to handicap is that we're going to do our job. We're going to gather information that we need, and we're going to make an intelligent decision that is best for Arkansans, best for the future health care of this great state, and we're going to make you proud.
Republicans had generally been skeptical of a proposal to expand Medicaid, which would provide insurance to about a quarter of a million of Arkansas's working poor. But an agreement by the federal government to allow Medicaid funds to be used to purchase private insurance through an exchange has prompted many to give serious consideration to some kind of expansion.
Governor Mike Beebe says he remains concerned that Arkansas's tough new anti-abortion law will not pass a court challenge. Speaking to reporters yesterday, Beebe said limits on abortions at 12 and 20 weeks are likely unconstitutional. He also said that, as a public official, he had an obligation to do what he did.
The ones I did veto, my concern going forward is they're unconstitutional. I mean, you know, You put your hand on the Bible and you're supposed to swear to uphold the Constitution. It should mean something.
Meanwhile, Republicans say they aren't content with having enacted the most restrictive abortion law in the country and are now considering other ways of making abortions harder to get. State Senator Jason Rapert, who was behind the 12-week ban, wants to cut all public funding to Planned Parenthood. And the state's top anti-abortion advocacy group is urging lawmakers to bar providers from remotely administering the abortion pill via a video hookup.
State Senator Keith Ingram and Attorney General Dustin McDaniel are backing new legislation they say would reform the state's election and ballot initiative process. The pair discussed several new bills filed by Ingram yesterday at the Capitol. One would increase checks on absentee ballots, and another would require paid signature gatherers to register with the Secretary of State's office and make it a felony to fraudulently sign a petition for a ballot initiative. Ingram, a Democrat from West Memphis, says the bills are in response to recent absentee voter fraud as well as fraudulent signature gathering incidents leading up to last year's election.
This cuts across party lines. We have sponsors and co-sponsors that are on both sides of the aisles. I think we recognize that there is a problem, and I think that we are making a very bold statement in trying to fix it.
Though he says these bills would be improvements, McDaniel says the state's elections are currently sound.
I think that people can and should have faith in our elections right now. But I also believe that it is wise to do the very best we can to see where there are problems in any system, whether it's transportation, health care, elections, you name it. And when you find a problem, do your best to address it.
Representative Fred Love, a Democrat from Little Rock, was also on hand to promote his bill that would require criminal background checks for all candidates for public office.
Yesterday, the Northwest Arkansas Council released a study of the area's business retention and expansion efforts. The study, compiled from interviews by area chambers of commerce with 459 area companies, finds that of the businesses surveyed, they reported plans to hire 965 new employees and invest $808 million in expansions over the next 3 years. But aside from touting the region's economic strengths, it also found at least one area for improvement. Mike Harvey is the chief operating officer at the Northwest Arkansas Council.
One of our concerns out of this is, and it's more than anecdotal because about half of the respondents in the trades areas are telling us that they were having issues finding skilled workers. You know, it didn't rank very high on barriers to growth right now, but I think as you go into recovery and you start to see real growth at those industries, at that industry level, then it may present a barrier to growth, and that growth may go somewhere else.
The trade sector includes jobs where something is being made, including jobs in construction, manufacturing, and transportation. Harvey says as jobs in the trade sector are typically well-paying jobs that don't require a college degree, cities in the region should work to retain as many of those jobs as possible. We'll hear more from Mike Harvey about the Business Retention and Expansion Study on Monday's edition of Ozarks at Large.
National Geographic recently placed the Buffalo National River on a list of the top 10 underappreciated parks in the United States. The designation comes as the publication released a new feature story on its travel website about the river. Park officials echoed the publication's raves about the river's natural beauty, stating that the river offers something for everyone. The Buffalo National River's place on the top 10 underappreciated parks list comes as the park has seen declining visitor numbers over the past few years. Park Public Information Officer Kevin Clark says 4 to 5 years ago, park visitations peaked at about 1.5 million visitors.
And the reduction in numbers of visitors is a consequence of a lot of things, really. There's not just a single cause. You can blame the economy and diminished dollars that people have to spend on their vacations, although it's still a pretty economical visit. But another factor that influences visitation here is the weather. And we've really suffered badly in the past couple of years from drought episodes. When we have a drought, the opportunities for people to float the river, which is the big attraction here, are greatly diminished.
He says if this year brings more rain than the last two, he would expect the number of people visiting the park to increase.
You know, we don't have an entrance fee at this park. We have a lot of opportunities for families that have been coming here for a long time. Two tanks of gas will bring people here from urban areas in Texas, Oklahoma, Louisiana, a lot of people down from Missouri. And it's still a real economical place to visit, a very popular place to visit. And so I would expect the numbers to go up in spite of the economy, in spite of everybody's tightening their belts.
This morning, river levels were ranked as moderate near St. Joe and Hamlet. Though farther downstream, levels near Boxley and Ponca were reported as very low.
The Razorback baseball team ended its four-game losing streak yesterday. After straight losses last week at the Coca-Cola Classic, the Diamond Hogs returned to Baum Stadium to shut out the San Diego State Aztecs 2-0. The Razorbacks return to the field this afternoon at 3:05 to continue the four-game set against the Aztecs.
Forecast tonight calls for mostly cloudy skies with overnight lows around 48 degrees. Tomorrow, a 40% chance for showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. Mostly cloudy with highs near 67. Tomorrow evening, a 90% chance for showers and thunderstorms with overnight lows in the upper 40s to low 50s.